I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up next week on Only a Game. You think you're a dedicated fan? When was the last time you sang through an entire game all by yourself? But first, it's time for my conversation about the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill. I think any time that I would sing through an entire game, I probably wouldn't remember it the next day.
And you probably would be all by yourself by the end of the game. It's Masters weekend in Augusta, and nobody better shout dilly dilly or mashed potatoes or they'll be thrown right out of there. Are these considered profanities at Augusta?
Well, first of all, dilly dilly's from that stupid beer commercial, okay?
As opposed to the smart beer commercials?
Well, there have been smart beer commercials. Not many, but some. The Elaine May and Mike Nichols cartoons
Excellent.
For Narragansett back in the
Good
day
point.
Were smart commercials. In any event, I don't know why people yell mashed potatoes. I mean, why not?
Maybe they're hungry.
Well, maybe, but, you know, why not zucchini or, you know, sweet potato pie? Or...
What happens if somebody shouts, go on, throw me out, you humorless golf policeman, you?
The humorless golf police at Augusta will come and throw them out because that's what they're doing.
Sergio Garcia, who entered the Masters as the defending champion, finished Thursday's round with a new record, an octuple bogey 13 on the 15th hole. That's not what a good record,
the ball is
it?
Not supposed to go in the water that often.
Five
I don't
times.
Know much about golf, but I know it's not supposed to go in the water five times in one hole.
It has been said, of course, that golf isn't really a sport and that golfers aren't as tough as, say, football players or lacrosse players, whatever. Nobody better try telling that to Tony Finau, I guess.
He hit a hole-in-one, which is a great thing at the Masters. It's a great thing anywhere, but it's a really great thing at the Masters. And he was so happy, he jumped up in the air and wrecked his ankle.
Yes. Now
and
this
went
was,
and played anyway.
This was at the par 3 course, the day before the actual Masters began.
Right.
He should have been in the hospital.
Yes, except that he popped his ankle back into place, and I don't even like to think about that.
There's video of that, and I don't even want to watch it.
So be careful when you celebrate.
Next year, in the week preceding the Masters, Augusta National will host the final round of a women's amateur event. Is that the sound of various ancient and august Augusta chairmen spinning in their respective graves?
Creeping slowly up on the 20th century is our favorite American golf course.
Villanova is the best men's basketball team in the nation. They're the champs. You saw them achieve that distinction on Monday night in San Antonio. Were you impressed?
They're the best men's college basketball team I've seen in maybe 20 years.
Wow.
They're that good, yeah. And this was a coronation. I mean, nobody came close to them in the tournament.
The women's tournament did not go as you and I were sure it would go.
For the second year in a row, I might add.
We learned nothing.
Absolutely.
We're still employed. It's quite remarkable. That was courtesy of Erike Ogunbowale. She secured each of Notre Dame's final two games with last-second shots. I would say this is the stuff of fiction, but no self-respecting fiction writer could get it past his editor.
No, Villanova was the unquestioned star of the men's Final Four, but the men's Final Four could not hold a candle to the women's Final Four, which was completely insane.
Yeah.
Not only did, once again, we stumble over our UConns, but the last shot that won the championship was a ridiculous jump shot. fading sideways from the corner and well defended.
And no doubt in the world and that it was going to go in.
I don't think the net even moved.
Right. Gabe Kapler is the rookie manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, and he has managed to make quite a few mistakes during his first week on the job. Last Saturday, he signaled to the bullpen for a relief pitcher before calling the bullpen to tell somebody to warm up, and I understand the league was not amused.
No, I like Gabe Kapler a great deal, but his first couple weeks as the manager of the Phillies and in a sports town not noted for his patience has not been good.
I was reminded of another time when something like this happened. It was in the early days of the Mets when Casey Stengel was managing and he went out and signaled for a reliever and the door to the bullpen remained closed and Stengel watched for a while and then turned to the pitcher who he was removing and said, they're all afraid to come out. Henrik and Daniel Sedin have played their entire NHL careers for the Vancouver Canucks, and they announced this week that they will be retiring together at the end of the season. They're 37. They're twins. Who can be surprised that they got tired at the
same
time?
This is a great story, and I am so I'm happy they played their entire career for one team. I'm happy they played their entire careers with each other, and now they're going to go out together, and that's just great.
A Nashville Predators fan was dismayed when the NHL's Situation Room overturned a last-second game-tying goal for the Preds on Tuesday night. So she did what any self-respecting Predators fan would do, right?
Yes, the Predators fans, they throw catfish on the ice.
Sure.
Which are big sucker fish, by the way. You got to really have an arm to get a catfish all the way down from Section 309 to the ice surface. So Briley Meeks didn't like the call, so she sent a couple of catfish to the NHL offices.
Ooh.
She sealed up the fish in a cooler, and inside the cover of the cooler, once you opened up, were the words, "You suck!"
Ah. Have a fish. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game, of course. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.